go, please repeat. Don't be afraid. Matajis. Bhutai by some living beings. Bhutani, other living entity. Bhuta Isa, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of everything. Sriyati creates. Avati maintains. Hanti kills. Cha also. Atmasritai, who are created by him. Asvatantrai, not independent. Anapeksha, not interested in creation. Api, although. Balavat, like a boy. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master and proprietor of everything, is certainly not interested in the temporary cosmic manifestation. Nonetheless, just as a boy at the beach creates something in which he's not interested, the Lord, keeping everything under his control, causes creation, maintenance, and annihilation. He creates by engaging a father to beget a son. He maintains by engaging a government or king to see to the public welfare. And he annihilates through agents for killing, such as a snake. The agent for creation, maintenance, and annihilation have no independent potency, but because of the spell of the illusory energy, one thinks himself the creator, maintainer, and annihilator. Please repeat after me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master and proprietor of everything, is certainly not interested in the temporary cosmic manifestation. Nonetheless, just as a boy at the beach creates something in which he's not interested, the Lord, keeping everything under his control, causes creation, maintenance, and annihilation. He creates by engaging a father to beget a son. He maintains by engaging a government or king to see the public welfare. And he annihilates through agents for killing, such as snakes. The agent for creation, maintenance, and annihilation have no independent potency. But because of the spell of illusory energy, one thing himself, the creator, maintainer, and annihilator. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. No one can independently create, maintain, or annihilate. Bhagavad Gita 3:27 therefore say, Prakrite kriya manani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudatma karta hamiti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, think himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Prakriti, material nature, as directed by the Supreme Lord, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, induces all living entity to create, maintain, or annihilate according to the modes of nature. But the living entity, without knowledge of the Supreme Person and his agent, the material energy, thinks that he is the doer. In fact, he is not at all the doer. As an agent of the Supreme Doer, the Supreme Lord, one should abide by the Lord's order. The present chaotic condition of the world are due to the ignorance of leaders who forget that they have been appointed to act by the Supreme Personality of God. Because they have been appointed by the Lord, their duty is to consult the Lord and act accordingly. The book for consultation is the Bhagavad Gita, in which the Supreme Lord gives directions. Therefore, those who are engaged in creation, maintenance, and annihilation should consult the Supreme Person who has appointed them and should act accordingly. Then everyone will be satisfied and there will be no disturbance. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Nidamne Natasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Buddhale Shri Madhya Jabhata Goswami Niti Namine Machyara Padaya Nitrai Kripa Pradayane Gaura Kada Dhamadaya Namaragdame Namine Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Buddhale Shri Madhya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauramani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pasattadi Sattarini Vancha Kalpakarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a very nice story of the Srimad Bhagavatam of King Chitraketu. In these particular pastimes, we see how anybody and everybody can be affected by relationship. So devotee also have children. In this particular case, King Chitraketu could not have sons or daughters for many, many years. And then at one point, one of his queen, by the blessing of the Vaishnavas, she begot a son. But then all the other queens become envious of this other queen, and they killed that very child. So King Chitraketu went in completely madness and completely disappointed in life, and he's lamenting so much lamentation, which is quite natural. We see when any of our relative dies. I had my personal experience, even though I was not living with my father for more than 30 years, but after I became devotee, then they phoned me one day and they say, yeah, my brother phoned me and said, your father is sick, he's having throat cancer, please come and see him. So I spent the last 3 months of his life with him, preaching to him and giving prasadam. It was a wonderful experience. And then, of course, even though I was not living for him, with him for many, many years, still was my father. He's the person who gives me so much affection, so many instruction, so much love, so much training, and he's the one who gave me this body. So I should always respect him, because this is a duty in the Vedic culture, say your father and mother are your first guru, they are the people who give your body, so you have to always be inclined to serve them, to reward them, and to always appreciate them. So when he passed away, I was thinking, well, I have spiritual knowledge, I am a devotee, but then I find myself crying, you know, because he's gone. I can see, he called me in the morning at 6 o'clock, he opened his eyes, he looked at me, and then he's departed. And even though I have knowledge, I've been a devotee for many years, still that affection in your heart is that this is your father and now he's no more. It's gone. And so, you know, that is very affecting everybody. So, similar here, King Chitrakedu is, he has so much kingdom, power, and he has knowledge and everything, but still is affected by the fact that his sons was killed and he departed. Now in this particular slogan, Narada Muni and Angira, they come and preach to him and they explain to him, look, this relationship is temporary, you know, just like sometimes two straw met in the river or in the ocean by the waves and then they're separated again. Who we were in our previous life, where we will go our next life. So they give all specs of Krishna consciousness. And King Chitrakedu was very pious king, was very advanced in managing this kingdom and everything. So then he received this knowledge which relieves him from the suffering and lamentation of attachment. So this is very important for us to understand. We cannot become, you know, that we don't feel anymore anything. Sometimes devotees are under some kind of illusion, think, oh, we are devotees. But we have feelings. Yes, we have feeling for relationship, we have feeling for our children, we have feeling for our wife, or our mother, father, relationship, friends. So these feelings are there. But then one should have proper understanding and knowledge, like Srila Prabhupada explained, that everything is working under the direction of Krishna. Prakite kriyamanani. So material nature is making everything work accordingly. Like jiva jivasya jivanam, one type of living entity is food for another living entity. So this proper knowledge and understanding is lacking today in modern society. And Srila Prabhupada explained why there is chaos today in this society. We can see, if you read newspaper, you look internet, CNN, BBC, wherever you want to look, there's so much degradation, there's so much fight, there's so much worry, there's so many people that are suffering. Why? Because of ignorance. Ignorance and Maya, illusion, is supreme in this material world. There's a war in Syria. People are running away. They're going to other country. They say, no, don't come. Block the border. Where are these people supposed to go? They throw the bomb in your house, destroy your house, destroy your land, destroy your family. You are alone there like a cauliflower. What are you supposed to do? Run some other place. Try to find another life. But then they say, no, no, we don't want you. You're disturbing us. Why? Because of bodily concept of life. Border is not created by God. Border is created by man. Huh? So many people from Mexico try every day to cross to America. Why? They're looking for better life. Everybody is trying to go some different place, try to make a better living. But of course, this is all materialistic. But even then, Srila Prabhupada explained there is so much facility in this planet for everybody to live very, very happy life. But because of exploitation, because of ignorance, this government, they're exploiting everybody. They spend so much money to go to the moon. No, forget the moon, they went to Mars, they say they went. Billions of dollars. And they spend billions of dollars on arms. New ship, new submarine, nuclear this, nuclear that, new airplane, new helicopter. For what? For defense. The defense from what? From the enemy. And who is the enemy? My own mind, my own body, my own self. I am my own enemy. But they don't understand. They think my enemy is Pakistan. My enemy is China. My enemy is Russia. My enemy is America. No. We are our own enemy. In the form of ignorance, this body is producing so many illusions. The modes of material nature is completely influencing the whole planet. Maya is so powerful. They think that once we have all this helicopter, once we have all this ship, once we have all this gun, once we have nuclear power, we can defend ourselves and we live happy life. No, it's not like that. This guy that make a bomb, this guy that make a bomb, one day they're going to throw each other and destroy each other. The funny thing is that they don't destroy themselves, they destroy all the general people who are innocent, who are supposed to be protected by the government. So Chadurvarnyam Maya Sistram Guna Karma Vibhagasa. Unless the society it's organized by Guna and Karma, by the four principle of Varnashram, Brahmana Kshatriya Vashya Sudra, and Brahmachari Grihastha Vanaprasana Sannyas, unless the society is organized in such a perfect way, which Krishna explained how it's supposed to work, the society will be always in chaos, there will be always war, there always will be famine, there always will be drought, there always will be flood, there always will be thieves, rogues, and so on and so on and so forth. So, sometimes some people ask, what happens if everybody will chant Hare Krishna? Then Prabhupada said, this place will become Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means a place where there is no anxiety. Now everybody is full of anxiety. People are running away from their own country. People are running away from the tax-paying people, from the government. And this is all written in Srimad Bhagavatam. As Kali Yuga advances, the taxation will be so much, the distress will be so much, the people will run away to the forest. They will leave their home, they will leave their cultivating field, they'll go and live in a jungle, like animals. Why? Because people have no shelter. This government only interest is to cut everybody's throat and drink their blood. I'm sorry. I'm very crude sometimes, I'm very blunt, but they're only interested in collecting money in form of taxes. And utilize their money for their own enjoyment, for their own so-called security. But then material nature is arranged in such a way that is rewarding everybody accordingly. It's giving punishment and it's giving reward, happiness, to everybody. No one can escape. We think if we're very smart, we can steal, we can rob the bank, and we can take the money and be happy, we can do this and that, and, you know, we can get away with it. But material nature will not allow us. Whatever we do, material nature will reward us accordingly. We may be able to escape the government, we may be able to escape the law of the police, but we cannot escape Prakriti. Nature. Why? Krishna has recorded everything. Whatever we do, there's a big book there. There are two nice personalities. Oh, one personality is there who records. He has a supercomputer. Everything is there. Everything is recorded. When you see your face, you say, okay, you have to go here. So there are so many varieties of bodies. 8,400,000 different species of life. Why do we think there are all these species, all these different bodies? from the small insignificant insect up to Brahma. Because desire and karma, material nature will reward us accordingly. And therefore, it says, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, now that we have this human form of life, which is the topmost species of form to realize Krishna, God, we must inquire about the Absolute Truth. If we do not do that, we remain like asses and donkeys and dogs and cats. This is modern civilization. They will give us nice education. We will go to university. We become computer graduate. We become professor. We become technician. We fly airplane. We do so many wonderful things. But if we do not know that we are not this body, that we are the spirit soul, we are the eternal servant of Krishna, and we can develop love for God and go back home, back to God, then we are not better than animals. We are called Vipasa Pasu, two-legged animal. And the animal usually have four legs, but we can have two legs. But we'll dress very nice with a tie, with a suit, with a briefcase, with a computer. We can speak nice, beautiful language. But when we inquire, where is the real goal of life? To make money. Sir, please take this book. No, I have no time. Please come to the temple. I'm very busy. Okay, you're busy so much. You have no time so much. But who is time? Krishna. Krishna is the time. We look our watch every day. So Krishna is there in the watch. Click, click, click. Click, click, click. The click is going on. The time is going on. And we are getting closer and closer and closer. One day, somebody will knock on the door. Hello, sir. You're coming out with me now. No, no, I don't want to come. Let me stay some more time. I have to finish my business. I have to marry my daughter. I cannot leave this family. My wealth, my Mercedes car, my Ferrari, my bank balance. No, sorry. Nothing doing. Come out of your body. And by force, the living entity has to leave the situation which he has gradually built up. So, this is the reality. This human form of life is meant for austerity. Tapasya. Where is tapasya? We follow four regulatory principles. No mitidi. No gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And we are chanting every day 16 rounds. And we follow the Vaishnava rules and regulations. This is austerity. Austerity of the body and mind. We have to do austerity. Just imagine if you work in Calcutta and you live in Krishnanagar. Every day you have to take a train for 2.5 hours. Crowded train to go to work. 2.5 hours you go in the morning, 2.5 hours you come in the evening. It's cold, it's hot, it's sweat. You have to go to work. So that's austerity. So everybody's performing some kind of austerity. But that is in a mode of passion or ignorance. We have to perform austerity for the pleasure of Krishna. Following the Vaishnavacharya, we follow those austerity which are beneficial for us to develop love for Krishna. There are so many rules and regulations. There's so many books from the Manu Samhita to the Nectar of Instruction. But all these rules and regulations are meant for us to take what will be beneficial for us to develop love and attachment to the service of Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Otherwise, simply follow rules and regulations, then we become offender. Offender to the holy name, offender to the holy Dham, offender to the Vaishnavas. So we had to tune ourselves to follow the rules and regulations, and as we go on becomes a second nature. You want to wake up in the morning, you want to go and see the Lord, you want to chant Hare Krishna, you want to associate with devotees, you want to take only Krishna Prasadam, you want to dance in ecstasy, because this is a natural propensity of the soul. Body is condition. So we maybe come from different conditions. But doesn't matter. The moment we start to serve Krishna, and what is the first service? Starting with the tongue. Chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Simply by this process of chanting the holy name and taking Krishna Prasadam, we can go back home, back to God. Srila Prabhupada say, finish this business this lifetime. Do not take a chance to come back into this material world. This material world is not a place for gentlemen, say, or gentle ladies. It's not a place where we want to stay. Of course, Mayapur is not the material world, it's a spiritual world. But still, why remain here in this material world? Why you can go back home, back to God? Srila Prabhupada is assure us, all the acharyas assure us, simply you follow the four regulated principle, chant 16 round, you'll develop love for Krishna, you go back home, back to God. It's as simple as that. It's not complicated, it's not difficult, it's not impossible. It is very much possible. We have to focus our mind. We have to give this life to Lord Krishna. We say, my dear Lord Krishna, I spend millions of lifetime trying to enjoy my senses in so many different forms. I was a bird flying in the sky. I was a fish swimming in the oceans. I was doing this and that, whatever. We pass all these species, all these forms. Now we have human form of life. We can discriminate. What is spiritual life? What is material life? What is higher? What is lower? And we can actually develop love for Krishna so we can go back home, back to God. Otherwise, we do not know next life where we're going to take birth. If we are fortunate, we take birth in a family of Vaishnavas, which will train us to continue our devotional life. But why taking a chance? The whole spiritual world is waiting for us. 3/4 portion of the living entity that are in the spiritual world. We are in this jail-like material world. This material world is a jail. Our body is a jail. It's restricting us. And as we become old, more problem. I cannot do this, I have back pain, I am a headache, this, that, so many problems will come. So, we must completely be convinced and surrender to the Lord. We cannot, by our strength, go back home, back to God. There's no way, there's no chance. But by the blessing of the Vaishnava, by the blessing of Krishna, by their blessing, we can be promoted. Just like in the spiritual world, so many gopis are serving Radharani and Krishna. And when they offer nice service, then Radharani introduced them to Krishna. Look, this gopi is doing nice service for you. Please bless them. So likewise, by following the instruction of the spiritual master, and Srila Prabhupada and the acharyas, by their promise, they will take us back home, back to God. It's not by our strength. It's not that now I'm so pure, now I'm so advanced, I can remember 200 slokas of the Bhagavad Gita, I got a certificate from MIT. No, you can have any certificate, whatever we want. Ultimately, we have to remember Krishna when we're going to leave this body. And if we perform positive, nice, auspicious, dedicated service for the Lord, even if we forget Krishna, Krishna will remember us. Because Krishna is very merciful. He's so merciful that we cannot comprehend. Putana came and wanted to kill Krishna. He smeared her breast with poison. What Krishna did? He killed her, of course. He took his sakis, her breast, and with her sucking sakis, her life also. But Krishna thought, oh, She was just like my mother. She wanted to give me milk. Sure, she got promoted. She became like the mother in the spiritual world. So, and she's a demoness. What to speak of the devotee who are trying sincerely, honestly, to serve Krishna. We pray every day, my dear Krishna, I am nothing, I am zero, I am stupid, I don't know anything. But please engage me in your service. Without your blessing, without association of devotee, what can I do by myself? I cannot achieve anything. Trinadapi sunichina tarorapi sunichina amanina amanina kirtaniya sadahari. Unless we remain humble, the moment we start to think, oh, I'm very expert, I'm such a good manager, I'm such a good cook, I'm such a good this, I'm such a good that, then we lose that humble nature. Then we become proud. Then we think, oh, these other devotees, they don't know anything. I know better. Then become offensive. So that's what will destroy our bhakti lata, the spiritual plant, creeper, which grows and goes back on, back to God. So we must be always humble, always ready to serve Krishna in any possible way. It doesn't matter what is our position. When opportunity comes, let's jump and take the service opportunity to serve the Vaishnava, to serve Krishna, to serve the devotees. Because that's our nature. And in that position we feel very happy. We feel satisfied. We feel accomplished. And Krishna says, susukam kartum avyayam. This devotional service is very joyfully performed. Mayapur is, if we should call it, the city, Calcutta is called the city of joy. It's not a very joyful place. But we should call Mayapur the city of bliss. Because anybody who comes to Mayapur becomes blissed out. There is continuous festival going on. One festival is finished, another festival is coming. The festival is finishing, another one is coming. It's the whole year there is a festival going on. A festival for what? For glorifying Krishna, for glorifying the devotees, for glorifying Radharani. Today is a very auspicious day. You must have seen on the altar, there are two beautiful gopis or sisters or twins, Rangadevi and Sudevi. Have you seen? They have on the extreme right of the altar, there's a special flower decoration. Today is their birthday. And those gopis are very, very dear to Lord Krishna and Radharani. And they make so many wonderful arrangements to serve them. So just imagine those personalities are there waiting for us. We can go and assist them in serving Krishna. And Krishna can be very happy with us. And we'll be situated in our original position, in a spiritual body which does not deteriorate, doesn't become old, doesn't become sick. What are we waiting for? We're just waiting that this body will expire. Right? And then we go back to God. So, I'd like to thank you very much. I will stop here. It's 8:45 to one watch. The other watch is 8:50. I don't know which one is right. But, you know, one is spiritual, one is material maybe. I don't know. I'm joking. So, if you have any question or any comment, please, otherwise, we'll move on to the next program, which is prasadam. I'm waiting for you somewhere. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanande. Yeah. Also, I want to remind everybody that we have this week is especially dedicated for the chanting of the Holy Name. So we are having so many programs. This morning we went from here with Srila Prabhupada and Gornitai to the yoga pit. We did a chanting of japa. Every day is going to be a different program to enhance our spiritual life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.